From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
I say it's an important night because it was Bachelorette Men Tell All night. The pizza guy, Peter, I have to hand it to him. We've been through, I don't know, how many of these Men Tell All specials. They're always basically the same until tonight when Peter literally served vengeance on his nemesis, Will.
There is one more thing that I'd like to say. I actually have somebody here if I could bring somebody out.
Your sister?
I'm sorry, what?
Willie Joel Arena.
Who's good, bro?
You've been served.
Subpoena?
For defamation of character.
Come at me, bro. It's a little taste what's gonna happen in real life.
Oh my God.
In real life?
No, I'm
not.
The show's one thing, bro. Rest in pizza.
Rest in pizza, bro. I would like that inscribed on my tombstone. Bro, it was a big weekend for Omicron, bro. The new variant has been reported in now at least 18 U.S. states and counting. It's soon to be everywhere. It's like that Mariah Carey Christmas song. December 7th is where it really kicks in, you know? The good news is Dr. Fauci says so far the level of severity associated with this variant is encouraging, and they are considering lifting travel bans. You know, they did a study at Colorado State University. They found that the people who spread COVID the most are men, because in general we have larger lungs and are a lot more inclined to give wet willies. So speaking loudly is also not good. It expels more particles of COVID, which means the loudest men can do the most damage. So stay as far away from Gilbert Gottfried as you can. In other toxic masculinity news, we're getting more details about the number of people who may have been infected by our former super spreader in chief. Last week we learned that Trump tested positive for COVID 3 days before his debate with Joe Biden. The Washington Post added it all up. Between the day he tested positive and the day he was hospitalized for COVID, Trump came into close contact with more than 500 people. He may have knowingly infected hundreds of people with the deadly virus himself. You know, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. You just... Trump took no precautions after testing positive. He didn't cancel events. He was maskless inside the White House and on Air Force One. It's almost like, you know, if you didn't know him better, it's almost like he doesn't care about others. Trump's latest business venture is off to a very Trumpy start. The social media platform he's been working on, which is ironically titled Truth Social, missed their deadline for a partial launch. They were supposed to go online last month, and even though they're behind schedule, Trump claims his platform has raised $1 billion in funding, which must be true. He's always been a straight shooter when it comes to finances. But Trump claims he got a $1 billion commitment from a diverse group of institutional investors. He didn't disclose who those institutional investors are. All we know for sure is that those investors are about to lose $1 billion. Trump had better get this site up soon, because over the weekend, he sent this doozy of an email that said, anybody that doesn't think there wasn't massive election fraud in the election is either very stupid or very corrupt. I couldn't agree more. Maybe he's finally coming around. Stupid and corrupt, also his nicknames for Eric and Don Jr. Did you know that?
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.